Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
him. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 6th of October, right in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles. It is pre-recorded because I'm going to be gone at the feast. Today we'll be covering 1 Chronicles chapter 1 and 2. This is the 298th word-for-word show. And I hope I don't have to cough too much today. My lungs are fairly clear. I waited. And I've got coffee and water here to keep the pipes clear. The book of 1 Chronicles, it's Words of the Days is the actual name of it. Dabari Hayomim. But the 1 and 2 Chronicles were originally one book. Jerome separated them. Okay. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles were written by Ezra near to the end of the period of exile. This has a lot of genealogies in it. There's references and parallels in other books of Scripture, especially Kings, Isaiah, all of that. It's he was a contemporary, and during this time, a number of other prophets were writing: Nathan, Ahijah, Iddo, Shemaiah, and Isaiah. And these books, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, are a theological account rather than just the history as in Kings. It shows what happens with obedience, and it shows what happens with disobedience to Yahweh. Contained in Samuel and Kings is a lot of the information of these two books, but they are a historical accounting. This is a theological take on the whole situation. This first chapter has a lot of genealogy. It starts out from Adam to Abraham, and then goes on all through Ishmael, Esau. It accounts all of that. And then in chapter 2, it goes into Israel's sons and all the begottings and begettings. Then in chapter 3, it's David's sons and Solomon's family record. And chapter 4 is the family record of Yehuda, that's Judah. It shows who's of true Israel and who is not, because they had a lot of people try to sneak in and say they were of Israel when they were not. Well, it's the same today. They have the pretenders pretending to be Israel when they are not. They are Esau, Edomites, Khazar, whatever you want to call them. They are children of the devil, as Yeshua Messiah said and the book of John. Yep, no sooner do I get to talking than I have to cough. It works that stuff up out of my bronchial tubes. Ew. I know. It's a long-standing thing. I got a lung burn due to a bad filter on a face mask when I was spraying a truck years and years and years and years ago, and it scarred my bronchial tubes, and I've had this cough ever since. It's not going to go away. There's scars down there, and it can't be fixed. It's just something I have to deal with. So I'm dealing with it right now with hot coffee while it's still hot. I get to talking and forget to drink my coffee. Let's get into this. These genealogies are important for the aforementioned reasons. It shows who's who in which family and weeds out the imposters, of which there have been many. Nehemiah and Ezra had to deal with these people and cast them out. They had even infiltrated the priesthood. And the priesthood had been heavily infiltrated by the Edomites during the Messiah's time. They'd killed off all the actual true sons of Aharon. And Herod put in whoever he wanted in the priesthood. And they had all kinds of people in the priesthood. And Yeshua countered them on it and told them they were of their father the devil. And boy, oh boy, are they. Let's get into chapter 1 of the first book of Chronicles. Now, I'm not going to bother to read the verse numbers. I'm just going to read the text, because it's just a whole big bunch of names. If you want to look up these names and the Strong's numbers, go ahead. It's just too much to put in here. But we're gonna give these names, and I'm not going to bother with the verse numbers. I'll tell you when I go into chapter 2. So here we go. Verse 1. Adam, Sheth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Yared, Chanok, Methuselah, Lamech, Noach, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Yawan. Let's stop right here. Yawan is the Hebrew word for Greece. His progeny would go and occupy the area of Greece. So that's the history on him. And Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, stop right here. The Jews, which are the Khazars, have tried to claim Ashkenaz. They call themselves Ashkenazic Jews. They are not. No Jew is of Israel. They are Edomites that had spread into the area. Okay, let's get that out of the way. And Rephath, and Togarmah, and the sons of Yawan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Rodanim, or Dodanim. Okay. The sons of Ham, not Ham, Ham, That's how it's pronounced, like a ch. They just put a straight H there, and that is wrong. Cush and Mitzrayim. Put and Canaan. Okay, those are the Canaanites. Canaan, the Canaanim. Cush, Mitzrayim, and Put were not cursed seed. Canaan was. Verse 9, and the sons of Cush, Seba and Hawilah, and Sabta and Ra'amah, and Sabteka, and the sons of Ra'amah, Sheba and Dedan. Verse 10, and Cush begot Nimrod, and he began to be mighty upon the land. And begot Ludim and Anamim, Lechabim, and Naphtukim. And Pathrusim and Kasluhim, of whom came the Philistines, the Pelishtim, and Kaphtorim. And here comes the line of the Canaanites. And Canaan begot Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth, that's the father of the Hittites, into whom the Esau married, made the Edomites of cursed seed, the Yebusi. That was, the Yebus was the original name of Jerusalem. The Yebusi dwelled there. And the Emori, that's the Amorites, and the Girgashi, and the Kiwi, that's the Hivites, and the Arki, and the Sinites. The sons of Shem, here is the Shemitic line. Elam and Asher and Arphaxad and Lud and Aram and Uz and Hul and Gether and Meshech. Okay, let's back up. Asher. Those are the Assyrians. Not the Syrians, the Assyrians. Different people. Sounds a little similar, but don't get them mixed up. Aram. Those are what are called the Syrians. Okay? Not the Assyrians. That is Asher. Aram. The Aramaic people. You will see later that Abraham was of the line of Aram. Oh, man, I had a cough. Verse 18, and Arphaxad begot Shelach, and Shelach begot Eber. That's the father of the Ebrim, the Hebrews, okay? Eber, Ebri. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the land was divided, and his brother's name was Yachtan. And Yachtan begot Almodad, and Sheleph, and Katzarmaweth. Now these are pronounced differently than what you're going to see in the King James Bible. They didn't translate the names properly. And Yerach. There is no J in the Hebrew language. And there wasn't in the English until rather recently. Hadoram also, and Utzal, and Dikla, and Abal, and Abimael, and Sheba. Sheba, the queen of Sheba. Okay, the Hebrew line, the queen of Sheba. Solomon, she was not a negress. Okay, and Ophir, and Chawilah, and Jobab, all these were the sons of Yachtan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelach, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terach, it's Nahor and Terach, Abram, the same is Abraham. Terach was of the line of Aram. He was a pagan, had all kinds of little gods, but he was the father of Abram, who became Abraham. There's a family line right there. Let me clear my lungs and we'll get into Ishmael here. There we go. Boy, I have a deep cough this morning. I don't know why. I apologize for having to break, but I just have to. I can't get a breath. This is Ishmael and Keturah's family records. Okay. Verse 28. The sons of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Ishmael. Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogical records. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and I got to use my magnifying glass again. Mibsam. Mishma and Duma. Masa, Chadad, and Tema. Yetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. Verse 32. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bore Zimron, Yokshan and Medan, and Midian, that's where the Midianites come from, and Ishbak, and Shuach, and the sons of Yokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Chanak, and Abidah, and Eldaah. All these are the sons of Keturah. And now we get into Esau's family record, and you can reference Genesis chapter 36 on all of that. Let me pause for a second. Oh boy. And Abraham begot Yitzchak. The sons of Yitzchak, Esau, and Israel, the sons of Esau. Now, Esau married into the tribe of the Hittites. And his sons were all Edomites. They were of mixed blood, mongrel seed. And he lost his birthright and angered Yahweh. And Yahweh says all through Scripture how he hates Esau. Well, that's because of his race mixing. So God doesn't love everybody. Read the book of Obadiah. Pardon me. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, and Yeush, and Yaalam, and Korach. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman and Omar, Zephi and Gatam, Kenaz and Timnah, and Amalek, the Amalekites, the evil ones. Now, the Jews claim Esau as their ancestor. So that puts them in with the Amalekites, does it not? Okay. The sons of Reuel: Nataph, Zerach, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir: they were from the Mount of Seir, Lotan and Shobal, and Zibeon and Ana, and Dishon and Ezer, and Dishan. One was Dishon and one was Dishan. Okay. When they say the sons of Seir, they were born in the land of Seir, up on Mount Seir. And the sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal: Alyan, and Manachath, and Abal, or Obal, one or the other, Shephi and Onam. And the sons of Zibeon: Ayah and Anan. The sons of Ana: Dishan. And the sons of Dishan: Amram or Chamram, and Eshbon, and Ithran, and Charon. See, they got another Dishon in here. Just like we do, we name our kids after grandpa or great-grandpa or an uncle, somebody we like, or our best friend. They named their kids the same way. So you're going to have the same name, but a different person. Just like we do today. There's lots of Johns and Bills and Bobs and Stevens. Lots of us, okay? We're named after this one or we're named after that one. Well, it was the same back then. These are different people with the same name, same first name, just like today. The sons of Etzer: Bilhan and Zawan and Yaakon. The sons of Dishan: Utz and Aran. See, the Dishon and Dishan. Just one letter difference. Now, these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Israel didn't have a king till later. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. These are the kings, okay, of Edom. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerach of Bozra, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temani reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Awith. And when Hadad was dead, Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samlah was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal-Canan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Canan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pai. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Yeteth, Chief Oholibama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Taman, Chief Mibsar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Eram. These are the chiefs of Edom. And that ends chapter 1. So let's get into chapter 2 here. I'm going to drink water. That coffee's not helping my cough. Oh, that's better. Nothing like a good cold drink of water. Let's get into chapter 2. Here we get into Israel's sons. Verse 1. I'm gonna read this too without the verse numbers, because this is just a straight line of descent. And it's a big, long one, so. just a second. I need to get a breath here. All right. Verse 1. These are the sons of Israel. Reuben, Shimeon, Lewi, and Yehuda, Issachar, and Zebulun. Dan, Yosef, and Binyamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. They didn't read them in order. They didn't put them in order in this book. They're just in here. That's not the birth order. Okay? And I got to get this shirt off. I'm burning up even with the air conditioning. We've got a real hot spell here. Eli has told me they're just burning up in Chicago. Just absolutely getting fried. So it's not too cool here. I've got the air conditioner cranked, and it's warm in this apartment. But I don't want to set it down too low. This is Yehuda's family record, starting at verse 3. That means Yah is praised. There is no J in the Hebrew language, and there wasn't in English for many years. The letter J was added. So it's not Judah, it's Yehuda. Yah is praised. The sons of Yehuda, and Onan, and Shelach, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua. Shua was the man's name. The Canaanitess, her name was Aliyah. Okay? They don't put that in here. They have it in the book of Jasher. And the firstborn of Yehuda, was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and he slew him. Well, he slew Onan also, and he didn't give Tamar to Shelach like he's supposed to, so she tricked him into having sex with him, and she got pregnant with twins. Verse 4, and Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Peretz and Zerach. It's not Pharez and Zerah. It's Peretz, which means a breach, and Zerach, not Zerah. And the Zerach branch of Yehuda were the Romans that came back in and destroyed everything and destroyed all the Edomites after Israel went into final dispersion. All the sons of Yehuda were five. The sons of Peretz, Kithron and Kamul, and the sons of Zerach, Zimri and Athan and Haman and Kalkol and Dara, five of them in all. You can reference 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 11 on that. And Dara, 1873, is also Darda, 1862. They spelled it different. Verse 7, you can reference Joshua, chapter 7, verse 1. And the sons of Carmi, Achar, or Achor, okay, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed and the accursed thing, the devoted thing. You can reference Joshua 7, verse 1 on that. When they destroyed that one city, he took of the stuff that was supposed to be dedicated to destruction. And Yahweh punished Israel, and they stoned and burned him and his whole family, because his whole family was in on it. Verse 8, and the sons of Athan, Azariah, the sons also of Chetzron that were born unto him, Yerachmeel, and Ram, and Kelubai, pardon me, and Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nachshon, chief of the children of Yehuda. And Nachshon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. That's the one that married Ruth, that they say was a Moabitess. No, she was an Israelitess living in the conquered, occupied land of Moab, but she was an Israelitess. She was not a Moabitess. And Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Yishai. That's Jesse, okay? And Yishai begot his firstborn, Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Nethanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, Dawid the seventh. Stop right here. Actually, Dawid, King David, was the eighth son of Yishai, 1 Samuel 16, 10 and 17, 12. One son died without descendants, and he was omitted from the genealogy here in this book. Okay? Verse 16, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai and Joab and Asahel, three. Now sisters, they were half sisters. Zeruiah and Abigail were half sisters. They had different fathers, the same mother. Well, Dawid married them. And Abishai and Joab and Asahel were three of his sons. And Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Yethar. The Ishmaelite. Wait a minute. No. David wasn't the father here. I made a mistake. This is very confusing. It's these genealogies are obscure in parts. They don't explain a lot, and even I make mistakes, like I just did. Well, these two half sisters had kids. Okay, now we here get into verse 18. Bear with me. Boy, this is tough. We need these genealogies, but boy, they are a tough read because of the way they wrote. They did not clarify a lot. There's a lot to be desired in these writings, the way they wrote them. But they are what they are, and I have to read them as they are. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, begot children of Azubah, his wife, and of Yerioth. Her sons are these, Yesher and Shobab and Ardon. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bore him Hur, not her, Hur, with the German Ach in front. It's a CH. They have butchered these names in the King James. Just absolutely butchered them. I hate the King James Version. It's a full of errors. And Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. And afterward, Chetzron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. Whom he took when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub begot Yair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram, with the towns of Yair, and that is Kawoth Yair, from them, with Kenath and the towns thereof. That they have daughter, it's literally daughters, it means suburbs, even 60 cities. All these belong to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that, Hezron was dead in Caleb Ephratah. Then Abia, Hezron's wife, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. Actually, it's Ashkur. I'm looking through a magnifying glass because these numbers and names are so small. I've written them in this King James Bible, and it does not give you very much room to make notes, so I'm doing the best I can. I haven't got this computerized yet. When I do, I'll make all of this clear with a lot of explanations like I do in everything else that I'm writing. Complete explanations and notes, because boy, do you need them when you're reading this stuff? Oh, I had to cough again. And the sons of Yerachmael, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oran, and Otzem, and Achia. That's the Hebrew pronunciations of those names. Yerachmeel had also another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. Verse 27 of chapter 2. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn, Yerachmeel, the firstborn of Yerachmeel, were... They got this tiny little print in here. I don't understand why these publishers... There are a lot of older people out here. They don't publish a great big large print version. It's just so hard to read, and they have everything jammed in on one another. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm making it user-friendly. I'm using great big number 12 print and plenty of spacing. Ugh! And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Yerachmeel, were Ma'atz and Yamin and Eker. Whew. Boy, this is work. I love it, though. Well, verse 28 of chapter 2. And the sons of Onam were Shammai and Yada. And the sons of Shammai, Nadab and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abikail, and she bore him Achban and Molid. And the sons of Nadab. Boy, I'm getting tongue-tied. Seled and Appaim. But Seled died without children. And the sons of Appaim, Ishi, and the sons of Ishi, Sheshan, and the children of Sheshan, Achlai. And the sons of Yada, the brother of Shammai, Yether, and Yonathan. Then they have Jonathan. There is no J. It is Yah. Nathan, Yah gives. That's what the name means. And Yether died without children. And the sons of Yonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Yerachmeel. Now Sheshan had no sons but daughters. And Sheshan had a servant, a Mitzri, that means an Egyptian, whose name was Yarka. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Yarka, his servant, to wife, and she bore him Atai. Now you see, the Mitzri at that point were white Adamic people. They were not the mix that you see in Egypt now. Totally different racial demographic. And Atai begot Natan, and Natan begot Zadab, or Zabad. There, I get dyslexic again. And Zabad begot Ephlaal, and Ephlaal begot Obed, and Obed begot Yehu, and Yehu begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Cheletz, and Cheletz begot Eliasa, and Eliasa begot Sisamai, and Sisamai begot Shalom, and Shalom begot Yekamiah, and Yekamiah begot Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Yerachmeel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Maresha, the father of Hebron. Now, Ziph is a city name, and Hebron is a man's name and a city name as well. Now, this is the man Hebron that we're speaking of here. Verse 43, and the sons of Hebron, Korach and Tapuach, and Rechem and Shammah. And Shammah begot Racham, the father of Yarkoam, and Rechem begot Shammai. Whew. You talk about a tongue twister. I'm going to drink a gallon of water when I'm done with this. I'm dry. I got to get a hit of water here. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth Zur. Now that's a city name, the house of Zur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran and Mozah and Gazez. And Haran begot Gazez, is named after his brother. Two names, the same name twice. He named his son after his brother, Gazez. So you got the brother Gazez and the son Gazez. Whew. And the sons of Yadai, Regem and Yotham and Geshon and Pelet and Ephah and Sha'af. Verse 48, Ma'akah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber, Tirkanah. She bore also Sha'af, the father of Madmanah. All right. Madmanah is a city name. He was that when they say the father of Madmanah, that means he was the founder of the city named Madmanah, and Madmanah means dung heap. Where do you live? Oh, I live down the road over in Dung Heap. Oh boy. Shua, the father of Machbanah, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Achsa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah. Shobal, the father of Kiriath Yearim. Verse 51. Salma, the father of Bethlehem. He was the founder of Bethlehem. Charesh, the father of Beth Gader. These are city names. And Shobal, the father of Kiriath Yearim. That's a city name. The city of Yearim had sons. Haroe and half of the Menukoth. That's a Manahethites or whatever they say have in the King James. And the clans of Kiriath Yearim, the Ithri, and the Puthi, or Puchi, one of the two. And let's see, that's chapter 2, verse 53. Let me get that straight. Puthi, okay. I was right the first time. Means openness. There we go. And the Shumathi in Mishra'i. Of them came the Sorathi, or Zori, and the Eshtauli. The sons of Salma, Beth Lachem, that means the house of bread, and the Netophathi. He founded Beth Lachem. Ataroth, the house of Yoab. Now, in Hebrew, that's Ataroth, Beth, Yoab. And half of the Manachathi, the Zori, that's the same as the Zorathites. And the clans of the scribes which dwelt at Yabetz, the Tirathi, Shimaathim, Sukaathi, these are the Kenim. Okay, the Kenites. That's 7012. Let's get some info on 7012. The Keni, that mean the Kenites were, the Keni means smiths. And this tribe was of the father-in-law of Moses. And they lived in the area between the southern Palestinian area and the mountains of Sinai. That is not the Canaanites or the Keni. This is the Kenim. The Keni are from the line of Cain. Okay. The mixed breed devil that was the first son of Chawa, Eve, the one that slew Abel. This is a different people. It sounds similar, but don't get them confused. There's no Cainite blood in this family. That means smith. And they are from the father-in-law of Moshe. These are the Kenim that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Okay. Due to the mistranslation of a lot of words and the very poor explanation of such in the King James Bible, a lot of myth and misconception has occurred. Confusing the Kenites with the Cainites. It sounds similar. You have to look it up. That's the reason for all these names in the Strong's numbers. You have to find out who's who. And you need to research these names because of the confusion caused by these bad translations and misspelling of names. They played fast and loose with the anglicization of the Hebrew. They did a miserable job. Really. And that's why I dislike the King James Version so much. But most people use it, so I read from it and give corrections so people can follow along and it's easier for them to learn. And I get very angry and would like to kick some of these scribes in the butt, but they're dead, so I can't. Well, I'm down to the very end of the hour, and I'll say Shalom Aleichem to all of you, and I'll catch you again on the next. We'll be starting at 1 Chronicles chapter 3. I'm pre-recording all of these because I'm at the Feast of Tabernacles on these dates. So have a blessed feast wherever you are, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. I know I will be. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Song. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong, because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent, for he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance.